It's Tuesday, May the 19th. Our Colorado County Judge back on the radio. Ty Prowsey, always appreciate you, man.
Same here, buddy.
Hey, thanks for getting on here, and let's just get right to it. You probably just heard me report what the bulletin board was saying with a couple of new positive cases, but with all the negatives, we're still, you know, people want to talk numbers. We're still doing good out here in the rural areas, out here in the country.
Yes, sir, we are. Very fortunate, very blessed. Hats off and appreciation and thanks to all the citizens of our county, you know, doing what they're doing to keep our numbers low so we can keep operating and opening up and learn to live with this thing as opposed to just being shut down.
Well, it's good to see town hopping again, and it really is. Okay, restrictions are being lifted. I'm going to let you go ahead and address that real quick.
Sure. Be happy to, Daryl. As we know, Governor Abbott spoke yesterday. Some highlights that are now open. Number one, I thought really important, child care facilities, massage therapies, youth clubs such as Boys and Girls can open immediately, bars up to 25% capacity, even though the county's at 50%, bars, I got that ruling yesterday evening, are still at 25% unless they just want to open as a restaurant, in which case they could reopen to 50%. But they certainly can reopen to a 25% capacity as quote-unquote a bar. Rodeos, bowling alleys, bingos, skating rinks, and youth camps, sporting events without fans will open on May 31. That's sporting events without fans and youth camps on May 31. So, you know, volleyball, baseball camps that kids were looking forward to maybe in a month or so, you know, depending on whether or not the colleges or places want to put those on, but they're free to do it now.
Yeah. Well, glad to see also the physical fitness centers being able to get back yesterday going because, you know, it's not just a lot of people might think it's just about, oh, we're going to go work out. No, for a lot of people, I would say probably the majority of people, a fitness program is about quality of life and health and sometimes rehabilitation as well as helping immune systems. So getting back to that physical fitness and activity, especially if you were, you know, people that are on a certain program, say down here at the Extreme Gym or any gym, I'm so glad that we got those opened up.
Yes, sir. Amen to that. I know many people in our community were, you know, were really missing that, and you make an excellent point. I heard one doctor say last week that our immune system, to strengthen it, you know, good sleep, good nutrition are some of the best things that we can do right now to stay healthy and keep our immune system strong and hopefully, you know, prevent getting this. But the governor's point yesterday was that, you know, even though our numbers continue to go up, and they will naturally as you continue to test and time grows on, but our hospital usage rate statewide and countywide, you know, is in good shape. There are plenty of beds available. To my knowledge, in this county, in Colorado County, we have only had to hospitalize two people that have gotten the virus. One was transported to a higher level of care because of other comorbidities like diabetes, et cetera, but the other person was only hospitalized for a day, and that was an out-of-county person. So, you know, we've done very well, and our hospitals are in good shape.
Well, the folks that are pushing back against our governor and being critical, they what they don't want to bring up, and they want to talk about certain stats and the large numbers, what the biggest number, the most important number, and this is just my opinion, but the recovery rate. They don't want to bring that up, but we're talking about over 90% recovery rate, and that, I think that's nationwide, and that's the most important number of all.
That gives you a true character of you know what you're dealing with, and you're exactly right. You can't define the problem or how to fix it until you define it, and that gives you a really good look at what you're dealing with, and you make an excellent point that you know if the recovery rate is up above 90% and the mortality rate, you know, one person is too many, but There are just risks associated with anything you do in life.
Yeah.
And that's just part of the deal.
And a credit to the medical community for, getting
Absolutely.
People better. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's switch gears, change topics here. The election thing. Go over that for everybody one more time.
Yes, sir. We had scheduled by a commissioner's court order, as you have to, for early voting to occur for only a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then the governor expanded the time or the days for early voting due to everything that's going on, and so that more people could hopefully take advantage of early voting, come in, staggered throughout a two-week period, and therefore, not be as crowded, have possibly more days as an option if, one is more convenient than the other, but I want to make sure that everybody can get in to vote, and, if they have to work till 5 o'clock, come in after work as well, and give them ample time during that two-week period to early vote, which would be at the annex, and we've expanded the rooms, so now there are two larger rooms that are going to be dedicated to early voting. The commissioner's court did a couple of weeks ago, and so people will be spaced out more, hopefully feel more private, more comfortable, less anxiety with someone sitting right next to you, and we're doing our best to try to answer the questions and issues raised by our citizens from the last go-around.
Anything else before I let you go?
Yes, sir. I guess another really look forward to. We've got two graduations this week. So thankful we were able to get those scheduled. Our superintendents and teachers and everybody worked real hard to do that. And they've got good plans in place. Columbus and Weimar this week and then Rice the following, I think. So we really look forward to that because I really, really didn't want the seniors to have to graduate without having their time in the light a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate that, too. All right. Well, have a good day, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you so much for letting me on, Daryl.
Absolutely. And we'll continue to monitor and check quite often the bulletin board.
Very good, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Colorado County Judge Ty Prowsey on this Tuesday, May the 19th, 98.3 KULM.